What's up, girl? Welcome to another Quick Tip Tuesday episode. This one is such gold. I cannot wait for you to hear Melissa Kessler's question. Be sure that you grab a notebook and pen because I actually dissected this question down to the minute. I have tactical answers for her that I know you're going to want to know. So grab your notebook and pen, reheat that coffee, girl. Let's do this.
Hey, Steph. So my question is, how much time do you really need to dedicate to running your podcast? I have already run myself to the ground over the years of business and wound up with severe adrenal fatigue, which of course I now specialize in helping women do. So I do not want to go against what I preach and be spending 80 hours a week working after I've set super, super clear boundaries because I never want that to happen again. So how do you manage to run your podcast and still continue coaching and doing all of the other things in business?
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for sending in such a specific question. And I love this question so much. And I love the fears that you have. I don't love them, but I hear your fears that you have around starting a podcast. Isn't it going to be crazy time consuming? Isn't it going to be just another thing on my plate? How is this possibly going to work to grow and scale my business without draining me? And hearing that you had such a bad experience building a business to the extent of adrenal fatigue and burnout and breakdown, girl, I've been there and I'm here to tell you the absolute truth about podcasting. So I hope you're ready, my dear friend Melissa, because I actually mapped out for you on a sheet of paper in front of me the exact amount of time that it takes me every single week to run my podcast. Oh my goodness. Now, full disclosure, I've been podcasting for 3 years now. Actually, October 5th will be 3 years, which is so fun. And I've optimized, right? I've gotten better. I've gotten faster. I do have 2 team members that do help me with the promotion of the podcast and the blog at this point. So I'm going to account for that inside of this time log that I'm going to give you in a moment. I also don't edit my show anymore unless it's a coaching episode, which I do outsource. So I'm going to account for those things as I share these numbers with you. But I have really incredible, amazing news that I'm going to share at the end of today's Tuesday about how much time this process actually saves me in my business and how many hours when I'm running a lean week that I can get by working my business. Super cool. All right, so let's start with the prep. Get a piece of paper out, Melissa, and I want you to write this down because I want you to visualize what this could look like in your own business. So I spend 10 minutes. Okay, rewind. At the moment, I am doing 3 episodes a week. Crazy. On Monday, I do a 30-minute or less episode unless it's a coaching session. Tuesdays, I'm doing one of these, a Quick Tip Tuesday. These are supposed to be less than 15 minutes all out, less than 10 minutes roughly of actual coaching. And then on Thursdays, I do another less than 30-minute episode unless it's coaching, okay? So take that into consideration. Now, for my Monday and Thursday episodes, I'm doing 10 minutes of prep. That's right. So those of you who are podcasting right now and you're spending more than 10 minutes prepping an episode, come join me in Podcast to Profit. I'm about to change your life, okay? So we prep for 10 minutes. And this is, let's just go one day at a time. So prep for 10 minutes. Then you spend 30 minutes recording. This is me right now recording with you. I'm just sitting behind a mic. I'm in my PJs, my comfy sweater. It's raining outside. It's so life. I have a cup of mud water, foamy, made with oat milk. It's so delicious. I have a pen and paper out and I'm just talking to you. Like I'm literally just enjoying this right now. 30 minutes of that. 10 minutes of that for an episode on Tuesdays, 30 minutes of recording when I have a typical episode. Okay, then I'm done. I am actually not editing my shows anymore, except to add in an intro and an exit. That takes me 5 minutes. Those are pre-recorded, by the way. Then I spend 5 minutes writing a description for today's podcast. Okay, so 5-minute description. Again, those of you who are podcasting right now and you're spending 30 minutes to an hour writing a description, join me in Podcast to Profit. I'm about to change your life, okay? Then I am putting in all the information about this podcast episode into Asana for my team. So I'm putting in the description, I'm putting in keywords for them, I'm assigning everybody their tasks. That takes me 10 minutes. All right, done. So all in all, it takes me 60 minutes from prep through fully handing it off to my team, 60 minutes per episode, okay? That's on Monday and Thursday. On Tuesday's Quick Tip Tuesday episode, it is taking me 30 minutes all out, 30 minutes from plan to completion, okay? Now, my team spends 30 minutes promoting. So they are promoting on, they're creating graphics, and then they're promoting on Pinterest, which I teach you in Podcast to Profit, or you can take my Pinterest masterclass. They are promoting on the socials, they are promoting in my Facebook group, and then they're creating a blog post for my episode. All of those things take 60 minutes, okay? So if I was doing this myself, that would be 2 hours. 2 hours per Monday, Thursday episode, and an hour and a half per Tuesday episode, okay? Now I'm not doing that, I'm outsourcing it, and I would highly encourage you guys to outsource that as well if you're in that position, because you can get super affordable help from Fiverr, you can get an intern, you can get your 16-year-old nephew to do this for you guys. Like, time is money. Let's get it, let's be resourceful, okay? Now, I am not editing my shows unless they're a coaching episode, which I do outsource, and I just outsource those to Fiverr. Those are the best editors, in my opinion, for the least amount of investment. And if I was to edit myself, it would be between 30 to 60 minutes. 30 minutes probably, because I'm super quick now, but 30 minutes per episode, okay? So let's add all of those numbers up, okay? So Stephanie Gass is doing 60 minutes on Monday, 60 minutes on Thursday, and 30 minutes for Tuesday's episode. So that's 2.5 hours per week of my time producing an almost 600,000 podcast, downloaded podcast that brings in insane amounts of income, but most importantly, it makes a huge impact, right? All of that is what I stand for, right? Because I believe as kingdom entrepreneurs, as daughters of the king, we are called to use our gifts for his glory, to do good works for the kingdom, to make an impact financially so that we can do incredible things while we're here. We can give more, we can serve more, we can tithe more. We can live debt-free if that's something that God's called for our lives. We can, whatever those things are for you. So I believe that also when we have people pay for things, they actually do them. So this podcast is what allows me to build this insanely scalable business, one to many, in 2.5 hours a week. Is that not insane? And let me just reiterate again, I'm doing 3 episodes a week. So if you were to just do one, that's 60 minutes of your time, okay? Now, this is when you fully optimize. You're going to learn all my tricks in Podcast to Profit, by the way, where I get you down to these numbers. Okay, now let's say you didn't have a team at all. You were going to do every single thing yourself, and you were going to do one episode. Well, that's 60 minutes for you, plan, recording, intros, exits, putting into a task management system, 30 minutes promoting, 30 minutes creating a blog, which is optional, by the way. You don't have to do that. That's 2 hours. And then let's say you spent 30 minutes editing. That's 2.5 hours a week. If you had zero help and you were editing your show, 2.5 hours a week. That's insanity. That's absolute insanity. Let me tell you what this has saved me, okay? Doing this podcast has allowed me to stop building a business through Instagram stories. It's allowed me to not have to use Reels or TikTok, never even been on the platform before. This allows me to not do any discovery calls whatsoever in my business because my podcast is the discovery call. This has booked out a coaching business so huge that I can't even take everyone at this point. This podcast has allowed me to sell a course every single day. This podcast has allowed me to, I was able to build a multi six-figure business without spending $1 of advertising, which now I am, but I have the means to do it because of the podcast. This podcast has allowed me to stop sending one-on-one DMs to people. I don't DM with people. I don't have to sell people. I don't have to go to networking events anymore. I don't have to show up and make new friends that feels inauthentic because all I really want to do is connect them to my business. There's none of that. The leads come to me every single day. This podcast is how we've built a 6,000 Facebook group member group. Everything comes from this show in 2.5 hours a week. Insane. So I calculated what it saved me doing all of these things I just mentioned. No marketing on IG, no reels, no TikTok, no discovery calls, and no DMs. And I estimated that that was 3 hours a day that I used to spend doing those things. Also networking. I would go to networking events. Yuck, barf, sorry, not sorry. So 3 hours a day is 15 hours a week. I am saving 15 hours a week by podcasting. And if you want to do a net time saver, I'm spending 2.5 hours. So I'm not great at math, but that would be 7.5 hours of actual saved time by podcasting. Mic drop. That's it. I'm here for it. Okay. So Melissa, bottom line here is podcasting, when you have it fully optimized, when you do it my way, scrappy, when you do it my way, authentic, not overproduced, when you do it my way, freedom to be yourself and to not over edit, freedom to just market in ways that are super simple and scalable, freedom to not have to market on Instagram or Reels or do TikTok or any of that. None of that. I teach you none of that in Podcast to Profit. It's all about setting up a podcast where you can show up one-to-many as your authentic self with your authentic voice and market using scalable one-to-many platforms like Pinterest and sharing your stuff on a blog, for example. And by the way, repurposing. I'm not having you write a blog. And using keywords and SEO. It's just so easy and it saves you an unbelievable amount of time. So that's how much time podcasting takes me. That is my 100% honest answer for you. I am doing 3 a week, so please keep that in mind. Do I think podcasting is worth it for all of you? 100%, 1 million percent yes. If you are interested in starting a show, go to podcastprouniversity.com. If you are interested in optimizing your show, like I've talked about today, you are interested in getting your show to rank, to scale, to grow, to hit countries that you have never, ever considered and you've never marketed in before, but yet you're being found there and you're ranking on the charts and you've built out a program to monetize, whether it be a coaching program, a course, or a live group coaching program. And then you want to learn how to sell that, how to drive urgency, how to have an amazing converting sales page. You want to learn how to pitch. PodcastToProfitMastermind.com. PodcastToProfitMastermind.com. Run, because we're already taking apps for the January session. And it will sell out super quick because we already got almost all the apps in, guys. Now, not everybody will sign up, so you still have room. But I would definitely run over there and get your app in. Okay, I hope this blessed you, Melissa. I hope this gave you permission to say yes to podcasting. If you guys want to be featured on a Quick Tip Tuesday episode just like this, head to stephaniegass.com, scroll all the way down on the homepage, and click that Ask Steph button. Ask away. I'm super excited to hear your question and help you solve whatever problem you're facing. God bless you guys. I'll see you back on Thursday. Bye.
If you like Mama's show, leave a review.
Pretty please.
Real quick before you go, if this podcast has blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys, every time that I see that this show has impacted your life in some way. So if you'll do that for me, I would be super grateful. The second thing you can do is take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it in your Instagram stories and tag me at Stephanie Gass. I'll share you in my stories, and then together we can share the love. God bless you, sis.